But why, tell me, do you turn away and avoid him entirely? Is it because he is ungodly? In truth, this should be the reason you embrace and engage with him, so that you might lift him up from his sickness. Even if his sickness is incurable, you have still been instructed to do your part. After all, Judas was incurably ill, yet God did not cease to attend to him. So do not lose heart. Even if you put in a lot of effort and fail to save him from his ungodliness, you will still receive the reward of the rescuer, and this will make him marvel at your gentleness. So, all this praise will eventually go to God. Even if you perform miracles, raise the dead, and do whatever work you do, the heathens will never be as amazed with you as when they see you displaying a humble, gentle, and mild demeanor. This is no small feat. Many will be completely freed from their wicked ways. There is nothing that has the power to attract people the way love does. Regarding the former, they will be more likely to be jealous of you. I mean the signs and wonders. But for this, they will both admire and love you. And if they love, they will also come to appreciate the truth in time. If, however, he does not become a believer all at once, do not be surprised or rush him. Nor should you expect everything immediately. Instead, allow him to praise and love, and he will come around to this over time.